This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's Horse Show, we'll be hearing from Nicole Owens about the Illinois Horse Network newspaper.
It was run for 20 years by my grandmother, Connie Owens, and she retired a few years back, and my sister and I decided to take it over for her. We deliver papers by hand anywhere between New Dayton and Springfield, Illinois. I drive around each month delivering papers, and then we also have some people that receive their papers in the mail. We mail them about 10 to 12 papers, and that could go anywhere up to the Quad Cities, in the Peoria area, down to Carbondale. So we try to hit as much of the state as we can.
So that's a pretty broad range for a family-owned, smaller newspaper.
Yeah, well, we try.
How often does your paper come out?
11 months of the year. We don't actually have an issue in January, but our paper is printed the last Friday of every month other than December.
Where are you guys set up at?
Our office is set up in Highland. However, our printer is in Vandalia, and we can pretty much do our work wherever we need to be.
And with the advent of online media and all of this, how is the paper faring? I know newspapers in general seem to be wilting a little bit. How is the Horse Network paper doing?
Well, that's the thing. We've kind of tried to join the new world of electronic. We actually have an e-subscription to the newspaper where you can have a copy of the newspaper emailed to you instead of having to pick it up or have it in your hands. And it actually comes in color. We have started free downloads from our website. So you can just go onto the website and download the paper onto your computer. So we're really trying to join that world because I know that a lot of people don't like the feel of a newspaper in their hands anymore, which is a real shame in my mind.
What made you guys decide to do newspaper instead of something like a magazine, or was that just a decision that your grandmother made when she started it and it was just a good idea to keep going with?
Pretty much it was all, everything that we do, we've added some, but it's what she had already been doing. We took her layout, exactly what she did, we delivered to the same places she did. So all of those decisions were made by her 23 years ago.
How is it working closely with the horse industry? You guys are pretty unique in that you seem to be an entirely horse-focused newspaper.
Well, we actually cover all breeds, all disciplines, anything about horses. We get to deal with a little of everything. And it's interesting because I will deal with an organization for quarter horses today and an organization for paint horses tomorrow. And I don't have a favorite breed. I honestly don't. And one of the most interesting things about dealing with people would be how much, if you have a favorite breed, that is the only breed in your mind. Or that's what it comes across sometimes. You cannot argue with someone on which breeds are better because everyone has a favorite breed.
That does seem to be a common denominator in a lot of different industries, be it beef, dairy, or horses. Do you have a favorite event or type of thing you like to cover? Maybe not necessarily dealing with breeds, but something special that the newspaper might cover that you enjoy doing?
Honestly, as much as I know my grandmother hates hearing this because she's a big English person in this, I love watching Western speed shows. That is my favorite event to go to. I enjoy watching them. I have never ridden Western style, not once in my life. But that is my favorite thing to watch.
Why is it your favorite thing?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I just really enjoy it. Some of the things that these riders and these horses can do, it just boggles my mind. Because when I was a kid, my grandmother taught us how to ride English style. So when you're riding English, you're very proper. Western isn't proper. So I think when I was a kid being taught how to ride English, getting as an adult watching the Western shows, I think that's why I enjoy it so much, is because I wasn't around it at all as a kid.
What's the future look like for the newspaper? You said you want to work more with online media. Do you think eventually it would move to an entirely online thing, or are you hoping that the actual paper itself sticks around?
I would like to see the actual paper itself stick around, because the best part of my month is getting to go out and deliver the paper and speak to people. And if we were to have a purely online paper, I'm not going to get that opportunity anymore. There's so much less face-to-face contact. And that's the problem with online, is you don't get that interaction. But there is always that possibility that it is going to switch completely to online. And that's why we're starting to we have our e-subscriptions and we're doing our free downloads in case that is what people want.
Again, that was Nicole Owens of the Illinois Horse Network newspaper. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.